Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 24th day of Adar Rishon, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Nedarim, Perek Revi'i, Mishnah Vav. We continue to learn about what activities are allowed to be done by someone or for someone who was banned having any hana from his friend. Someone who had banned getting any benefit from his friend, Ruvain, banned having an offer from Shimon. Lo yashilenu v'lo yishal mimenu. So Ruvain is not allowed. Shimon is not allowed to lend him any equipment. V'lo yishal mimenu. Nor is Shimon even allowed to borrow from Ruvain any equipment. Now, we can understand why he can't lend Ruvain any equipment, because that would be providing him with hanah directly. Why can't he borrow from Ruvain? That's a gezerah. The Chachamim were worried that if you allow Shimon to borrow from Ruvain, he might come to also lend to Ruvain. Lo yalvenu v'lo yilve menu. Nor can Shimon lend Ruvain money, nor can Shimon borrow from Ruvain money. For the same reason, he can't borrow, because if he borrows, he might come to also lend to Ruvain. V'lo yimka loy v'lo yikach menu. Nor is Ruvain allowed to sell anything to Shimon, nor is Ruvain allowed to buy something from Shimon as well. Now here, the chiddush is, even if Ruvain, let's say, sells something to Shimon below the cost, below market value, which means that Ruvain's not really getting benefit, on the contrary, he's suffering a loss on the sale, even that he cannot do. And that we're worried that if he sells to him cheaply, he might come to also buy from him cheaply, where he would definitely get hana. Amaloi. Now, Mishnah turns to a different case. We're now not talking about a case about Ruvain being banned from having an offer from Shimon or not. It's a new case. We talked about lending and borrowing, so now we develop the following shaila. Amaloi. What happens if the one says to the other, Ruvain says to Shimon, Hashileni paraso, lend me your cow. Lend me your cow, I need it to do work in my field. Amaloi. Shimon says back to Ruvain, Ain't a pnuya. Sorry, the cow's not free for lending. It's busy. We're working with it. Omar, Ruvain gets upset and he said, Koinom sodish ani charish balachim. I make a ban, a neder, a vow that I will never plow my field with that animal. With animal of my friend, of Shimon. And afterwards, Shimon wants to lend him the cow. The cow's free now. Week later or day later, he wants to lend it to him. Is that vow still in place? What does it cover? So the Mishnah says the following. Im hoyo darke lachroish. If Ruvain would normally borrow the cow from Shimon and he would plow the field himself with his bare hands, he would actually do the plowing with the cow and he wouldn't have workers or others to do it, then who also? Then he'd be prohibited to plow with the field with his cow. But anyone else, if he wants to hire some employees or hire some servants to do it, they can do it. Why? Because we assume that when he made that vow, I'm never going to plow with that cow in my field, he meant himself, because he normally does it himself. To get someone else to do it, to hire some employees to do it, no problem. However, im ain dark lachresh. Let's say he's the type of fellow, he's a landowner that doesn't normally plow the field by himself. He uses workers. Then hu v'choladam asurin. Then he and all his workers, anyone else is prohibited. Because then we say that when he made a vow that I will never use that cow to plow my field, he didn't just mean himself. He meant in general to have the field plowed by that cow, his friend's cow, in any way, whether it's through employees or himself. Mishnah Zayin. We learned earlier on in this parak that someone who is prohibited under oath, making a neder, a vow, that he won't have an offer from his friend's allowed to do certain things like paying off debts, that he can do. We're going to learn about what about his friend hinting to people to do something, to pay the debts of someone who has been banning having an offer from him. Or hinting to give him something directly benefit, and then he'll pay the debt. Is that permitted? Let's have a look in the Mishnah. Hamudr hana mechaver. Reuven was banned from having any benefit from his friend Shimon. Now Reuven is in trouble. He has nothing. My Yochel has got nothing to eat. And Shimon feels sorry for his friend Reuven, who banned under a vow, having any benefit from him. And Shimon is a man of means. He wants to help him out, but he can't. What can he do? He can't provide him anything directly. Hoylech Eitzel HaChenvoni says in the Mishnah, what Shimon can do is he can go to a shopkeeper, V'omer, and he can declare the following. Ish ploini mudra mimani hana. You know, I've got a friend, Reuven, he's down the street there, and he's banned having any benefit from me. Veini yodeh ma'asa. I really don't know what to do. I don't know how I'm going to get him food. Now, he's not allowed to instruct the shopkeeper to give Reuven anything, but he certainly has landed quite a hint. That hint is all right. V'hu noisen loy, and the shopkeeper can give food from his store to Reuven, and he can come and ask for payment from Shimon. And Reuven is allowed to have benefit from this food. Why? Because the shopkeeper is not a shliach of Shimon. Shimon never told him, and Shimon's not allowed to tell him, give Reuven some food and I'll pay you back. Nor can the shopkeeper even force Shimon to pay him. Because, really, the shopkeeper did it, you know, out of the goodness. Yes, it's true, he was hinted to by Shimon, and maybe there was a hint that he would pay for it, but certainly no obligation to do so. If Shimon now wants to pay him, may the shopkeeper, which would be a nice thing to do, of course, then yes, he's allowed to pay him. Why? Because even though there's a debt owed to the shopkeeper, it doesn't matter. Shimon's allowed to pay Reuven's debts, as we said before. That's not called giving direct hanah. And it's not just food that this can be done for, but for other purposes as well, as the Mishnah continues. Hoyo Beiso Livnos. Let's say Reuven had a house to build. Shimon would have been loved to help him, but he can't directly because Reuven banned having any enough from Shimon. Or Gedera Eligdor, or Reuven had a fence to do. Sodei Eligdor, he had a field that needed harvesting. But he's got no money. He can't pay workers. He's got nothing. Hoylech, Shimon is allowed to go. Eitzel HaPoilim to some workers. V'omer, and he can say, Ish ploini mudra mimeni ana. Now, my friend Reuven, he's banned having enough from me under a vow. Ben yodeh ma'asa, I just don't know what to do. The guy needs a house built. What do I do? Or the guy needs his fence done. What am I going to do? Or he needs his field harvested. What am I going to do? He's not allowed to tell them to do anything, but he can launch that broad hint. Heim oisin imoy. The workers can do the job that's required for Reuven. And they can come and get reimbursed for their work from Shimon. Again, Reuven has not violated the neder, the vow. Why? Because Shimon has not instructed anyone to give them. He's made a hint, yes, but they, the workers, are doing it, again, out of their own voluntary volition. They wanted to do it. And even when they come and ask money from Shimon, Shimon gives them the money. It's not obligatory. They can't force Shimon in a court of law to pay them. Shimon wants to do it out of the goodness of his heart. That's fine. He feels morally obligated. That's fine. But he's not chayev. There's no din that has to do it. And for that reason, we say that this is permitted.